Section 20, The Kingdoms of Glory. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Section 131. Section 132, verses 19 through 24. And Section 137. What circumstances led to the vision that is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 11 through 19. See also the heading to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Who will inherit the celestial kingdom? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 81 through 83, 98 through 101, and verse 103. Who will inherit the terrestrial kingdom? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 71 through 75, and verse 79. Who will inherit the celestial kingdom? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 50 through 53, 68 through 69. Identify what you can do to ensure that you are able to attain the celestial kingdom. Scripture chain, exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 50 through 59. Section 78, verse 7. Section 88, verses 21 through 22. Section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Section 132, verses 21 through 23. Scriptures relating to Section 20, The Kingdoms of Glory. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 11 through 19. 11. We, Joseph Smith, Jr., and Sidney Rigdon, being in the Spirit on the 16th day of February, in the year of our Lord 1832, 12. By the power of the Spirit our eyes were opened, and our understandings were enlightened, so as to see and understand the things of God. 13. Even those things which were from the beginning before the world was, which were ordained of the Father through His only begotten Son, who was in the bosom of the Father, even from the beginning. 14. Of whom we bear record. And the record which we bear is the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the Son, whom we saw, and with whom we conversed in the heavenly vision. 15. For while we were doing the work of translation which the Lord had appointed unto us, we came to the 29th verse of the 5th chapter of John, which was given unto us as follows. 16. Speaking of the resurrection of the dead, concerning those who shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, 17, and shall come forth, they who have done good in the resurrection of the just, and they who have done evil in the resurrection of the unjust. 18, now this caused us to marvel, for it was given unto us of the Spirit. 19, and while we meditated upon these things, the Lord touched the eyes of our understandings, and they were opened, and the glory of the Lord shone round about. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 81 through 83, 98 through 101, and verse 103. 81. And again we saw the glory of the telestial, which glory is that of the lesser, even as the glory of the stars differ from that of the glory of the moon in the firmament. 82. These are they who receive not the gospel of Christ, neither the testimony of Jesus. 83. These are they who deny not the Holy Spirit. 98. And the glory of the telestial is one, even as the glory of the stars is one. For as one star differs from another star in glory, even so differs one from another in glory in the telestial world. 99. For these are they who are of Paul, and of Apollos, and of Cephas. 100. These are they who say they are some of one and some of another, some of Christ and some of John, and some of Moses and some of Elias, and some of Esaias, and some of Isaiah, and some of Enoch. 101. But receive not the gospel, neither the testimony of Jesus, neither the prophets, neither the everlasting covenant. 103. These are they who are liars and sorcerers, and adulterers, and whoremongers, and whosoever loves and makes a lie. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 71 through 75, and verse 79. 71. And again we saw the terrestrial world, and behold, and lo, these are they who are of the terrestrial, whose glory differs from that of the church of the firstborn, who have received the fullness of the Father, even as that of the moon differs from the sun in the firmament. 72. Behold, these are they who died without law. 73. And also they who are the spirits of men, kept in prison, whom the Son visited, and preached the gospel unto them, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh. 74. Who received not the testimony of Jesus in the flesh, but afterwards received it. 75. These are they who are honorable men of the earth, who were blinded by the craftiness of men. 79. These are they who are not valiant in the testimony of Jesus, wherefore they obtain not the crown over the kingdom of our God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 53, and verses 68 through 69. 50. And again we bear record, for we saw and heard, this is the testimony of the gospel of Christ, concerning them who shall come forth in the resurrection of the just. 51. They are they who received the testimony of Jesus, and believed on his name, and were baptized after the manner of his burial, being buried in water in his name, and this according to the commandment which he has given. 52. That by keeping the commandments they might be washed and cleansed from all their sins, and receive the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the hands of him who was ordained and sealed unto this power. 53. And who overcome by faith and are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, which the Father sheds forth upon all those who are just and true. 68. These are they whose names are written in heaven, where God and Christ are the judge of all. 69. These are they who are just men made perfect through Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, who wrought out this perfect atonement through the shedding of his own blood. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 54 through 59. 54. They are they who are the church of the firstborn. 55. They are they into whose hands the Father has given all things. 56. They are they who are priests and kings, who have received of his fullness and of his glory. 57. And are priests of the Most High, after the order of Melchizedek, which was after the order of Enoch, which was after the order of the only begotten Son. 58. Wherefore, as it is written, they are gods, even the sons of God. 59. Wherefore, all things are theirs, whether life or death, or things present, or things to come, all are theirs, and they are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 7. For if you will that I give unto you a place in the celestial world, you must prepare yourselves by doing the things which I have commanded you and required of you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 21 through 22. And they who are not sanctified through the law which I have given unto you, even the law of Christ, must inherit another kingdom, even that of a terrestrial kingdom, or that of a telestial kingdom. 22. For he who is not able to abide the law of a celestial kingdom cannot abide a celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4. 1. In the celestial glory there are three heavens or degrees. 2. And in order to obtain the highest, a man must enter into this order of the priesthood, meaning the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. 3. And if he does not, he cannot obtain it. 4. He may enter into the other, but that is the end of his kingdom. He cannot have an increase. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 21 through 23. 21. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye abide my law, ye cannot attain to this glory. 22. For straight is the gate, and narrow the way that leadeth unto the exaltation and continuation of the lives, and few there be that find it. Because ye receive me not in the world, neither do ye know me. 23. But if ye receive me in the world, then shall ye know me, and shall receive your exaltation, that where I am, ye shall be also. End of the Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, exaltation in the celestial kingdom. End of section 20, The Kingdoms of Glory.